Just one final order, and that is, so we're discussing Ein Bein, right? So, what's the difference between Ad Rishon and Ad Sheni? And the Gemara talked about it from the context of Mikra Megillah, Matanos Levyoinim, Hesped V'tainis. We talked about it with regards to the Dala Parashias. What about as it relates to Mishenichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha? Is there Mishenichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha during Chodesh Rishon? For sure during Ad Sheni. What about during Ad Rishon? Do you have this concept of Mishenichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha? So there's a beautiful Marim Makim on this topic based on something that we learned together not very long ago. So the Makar to Mishenichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha is a Gemara Masechtes Tainis Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Breider Rav Shmuel Bar Shailos Mishmei Derav. Kishem she Mishenichnas Adar Mematem B'Simcha, kach Mishenichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha. Rashi in Masechtes Tainis on that Gemara, it's the last Rashi on Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, says something very, very surprising. If you've never seen this Rashi, it may come a little bit as a surprise. Mishenichnas Adar, Zok Rashi, Yemei Nisim Hoyuli Yisrael, Purim U'Pesach. The Santa Rashi. So what's Mishenichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha? Because Yemei Nisim Hoyuli Yisrael. Because these are times of miracles. What were the miracles? Purim and Pesach. Pasha, and I always thought, Mishenichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha, it's the Chodesh HaShenepach, Miyagoyin. L'simcha, right? This was a month that initially was going to be a very, very, very bad month. And then ultimately it was Nepach, L'sosinu, L'simcha. It's Chodesh Adar. What does Pesach have to do with anything? Mishenichnas Adar, Yemei Nisim, Hoyuli Yisrael, Purim U'Pesach. You know who shteltech on this? Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in a tshuva. It's in Shelis Yaivis. It's Cheluk Beis. It's Simen Peiches. Ma hiskik Rashi shom b'gemara mishenichnas Adar lefarish Yemei Nisim hoyu Purim U'Pesach. What's Rashi coming from? What is Rashi adding Pesach? What does Pesach have to do with anything? So he says tup shatim. The second pshat says Rabbi Yaakov Emden v'yesh loy mar oid sherotza l'ramiz gamkin shebeshona me'uberes ein simcha noyheges ela ba'adar sheni. That what Rashi was coming to say was that in the event of Shana Muberes, Mishenichnas Ar Marben Mesimchas only during Adesheni. V'hainu taimo, Mishum di Yemei Nisim Smuchim Heim. Because now already we have Yemei Nisim, Ukedon Rinon, Perakamed the Megillah, the Avav Amid Beis. Alibid Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Adesheni, Ikr Linyan Kriyas Megillah, Mishum the Mismach Kula, the Geula Adif. And it's the Geula, the Geula that this is all about. Mishenichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha. It's Adar and it's Nisan. It's clear. It goes from Adar right into Nisan. Because it's the Yemei Purim and it's the Yemei Pesach. But it's that Zman. It's the Zman of Purim and Pesach. That's when you're supposed to do it. And Rashi's throwing in Pesach because by telling you Pesach, you're going to chop that it's more related to the Yontif. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying, Azasar Tvart, and therefore it's only going to be Adar Sheni, it's not going to be Adar Rishon. I saw in a sefer, Piskam HaMelech, it's a beautiful sefer, on Masechtes Megillah, so he brings the Shailas Yaivis, and then at the end, he says, Aval Ayin, Shailas Hachuvas Chsam Sofer, Choshen Mishpat Simen Chav. So the tshuva is a lamda shetshuva, but what he wants you to look at is at the end of the tshuva, the Echtoim Bebracha, Pasha, where he signs off his name, did the Chsam Sofer, the Echtoim Bebracha, it was Yom Gimel, Yom Shenich Babay Kitoiv, Echad, the Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, it was Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Shemarben by Simcha, Leseide Veshachanti Besoichem Tov Kuf Peites. So the Chsam Sofer just wrote, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Shemarben by Simcha. So you give him a dayik in the way the Chsam Sofer signed off his letter, that maybe there is a mitzvah of Mishenichnas Adar Marben by Simcha, or even during Chodesh Adar Rishon.